Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design, the Dr. C podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, or simply Dr. C. Tune in every 2 to 5 weeks, every Monday, as we explore the unique journeys of entrepreneurs. Our podcast sheds light on the paths entrepreneurs have taken in their respective industries. Each episode, we dive into the stories of entrepreneurs, their challenges, triumphs, and the insights gained along their journey. We believe in the power of innovation, resilience, and the entrepreneurial spirit that drives success. Together, we'll learn from a diverse array of entrepreneurs united by their passion for making a difference. Now is the time to unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship. Now is the time to be inspired, to learn, and to craft your own path to success. Join me, Dr. C, as we embark on this journey together.
Can't control the external. It's the internal, and everything starts inside. And really, truly, once you get clear on who you are, you know, it's that whole thing of aligning with who you are. And oftentimes we don't even know that, right? Because we are the external factors, you know, or we're like, I just have to do this one thing. Or, you know, a lot of times in the professional, you're either successful in corporate and then you feel like, oh, now I'm slacking in my family life, or vice versa. You have to choose that. But really, that power comes from what is it that I want internally, and being able to say, how can I navigate this?
Meet Mel, a board-certified holistic wellness practitioner, guiding professionals from burnout to balance. Drawing from personal experience, she understands the toll of stress and burnout intimately. With a blend of traditional and holistic solutions, Mel crafts personalized approaches to address root causes and restore well-being. Say goodbye to stress and embrace a life of balance, calm, clarity with Mel as your guide. Thank you so much, Mel, for being here today. It is such a pleasure to have you, and I would love for you to just dive into your journey, how you got here today, and then we can go a little bit deeper.
Awesome. Thank you. So how I got here today was really through a personal health crisis. So I had a personal, in the corporate world, working really hard, doing all the things to climb the ladder, prove myself. And I knew something was off. I knew something wasn't right. You know, my health was suffering. I was really just kind of like mindlessly going through my days, and really, my only focus was I need to do more. I need to achieve more. And everything else was on the back burner, like my relationships, my health, everything. And then I crashed and burned, like I say. I mean, it was like I got hit by a Mack truck and it took me down for 3 months. I was in bed for 3 months. You know, Western medicine was not able to help me. Like, they were just like, oh, you're just stressed, you're just tired, you know, take a nap, you know, rest a little bit and everything will be fine and you'll be good. And it just wasn't that way, right? And so I would try other things. Like, you know, I tried all the therapies. I tried talk therapy. I tried, you know, wine. I tried working out. I would try like, oh, maybe I need to work out more. Maybe I need to do something else. So it was always just seeking something to help me, like, you know, bring myself back to whole. And it wasn't until I took that pause in that moment and I said, okay, what's really going on here? Because really, you know, even in my work, we realized that when something like that happens, it's like that big aha moment. It's that moment of like, you know, just that realization of something is off. It wasn't until I started peeling the layers away and understanding that really how I was living my life and what I was doing and how I was so out of imbalance with my life. I was just, everything was excessive except for taking care of me. And so when I understood that, and then I started to dig in to the little things, you know, I mean, I always say we as adults spend most of our adult life undoing everything we learned in our childhood, right? Yeah. All of that. And so, digging deep, getting to those emotional traumas, getting to those unprocessed life experiences, and really starting to acknowledge how I was living my life, did things start to change. And it was a process and a journey of really peeling that back, looking at where am I, what am I doing, feeling emotions, Like what's going on in my head? What are the positive thoughts and negative thoughts? What are those stories that are constantly going in my mind? How am I showing up physically in the world? How am I supporting myself in a positive way versus like always pushing? And then really getting to that whole that spiritual, that soul side of who am I? Who does Mel want to be? And so really working on all of those areas piece by piece, I started to have better clarity. I started to feel better. I started to have my health back. And really everything, I lost everything. I lost my job. I lost my relationship. Like everything was suffering. And then by me taking that time, going internal, doing this, then I started getting all of that back. But what was really cool is I started doing it on my terms. I started doing and saying, like, this is what I want. This is how I want to live. This is what it looks for me to be a successful, high achieving professional woman. This is what it looks like for me to have a relationship. This is what it looks like for me taking care of myself. And not until I got really clear on that did the shift start to happen, the change start to happen. And, that experience, personal experience, then turned into my passion for helping other women and other professionals to do the same. Because, that journey was about 5 years ago. And I have just seen the transformation in so many women, mostly women. I do work with men too, but mostly women, where they finally can regain control of their life. They can finally, it's like living life on your terms, being, defining success how you want to define it, and then also being able to have a personal life. Because oftentimes I think when we are, we're often that type A personality. We want to succeed. We want to be the best at everything. We lose ourselves. We lose our true self in it. And so learning how to work with that, and also understand that you are the creator, that you get to decide instead of allowing external things to define how you go through life. And so that personal experience, and today I lead a completely different life. I actually have more success today. I actually have better relationships. I have more balance in my life. I mean, I live a life I thoroughly enjoy. And I look back and I say, had that not happened, where would I be today? So a lot of times I like to help getting there before you have to get to that Mack truck slamming you up against the wall, right? I mean, I'm like, do we have to have that big aha moment? But really being able to help others understand that, when you when you feel like life is out of control, or you're feeling like you're disconnected, you're stressed, you're overwhelmed, there is another way, and you can reclaim that. So that is where my business was born from, and my model and my programs that I work one-on-one, as well as when I also have reintroduced a corporate wellness program as well. That is the premise of all my programs, is really helping people understand that you have that power, and that power is within you. And then, when we're able to work internally, that then affects our external.
It absolutely does. And I love what you are about because when we first connected, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much synergy here. Because I think a lot of people do hit the aha moment because they've been just run down. And finally, this was like the last straw versus being preventative. It's a little harder sometimes because you're like, well, I can do it. Just one more thing, especially the type A personality. I'm guilty of this. I know a lot of people might be guilty of this as well. Maybe not if you're not great, but I think teach me your ways. But I love that you were able to really look internally. And that's where I think the work does start because we get all this external validation of just the successes we have. We're high achieving individuals. We want more and more. And it's never enough because we keep reaching for more and more versus looking inwards and knowing we do have the power within. And I love that's what you are about, being able to look at the whole picture, not just one entity, but really starting to dive deeper in. And you're right, it's like in childhood, you learn all these things and then you have to unlearn them in adulthood because we're not always taught that, at least from my experience and just everything around me. But I think for really being able to dive deeper into the work and why do you think it is so important for people to look at the inside work versus the external work?
That's a great question. And really, what it is because we can't control the external. It's the internal, and everything starts inside. And really, truly, once you get clear on who you are. It's that whole thing of aligning with who you are. And oftentimes we don't even know that, right? Because we are the external factors, or we're like, I just have to do this one thing. Or, a lot of times in the professional, you're either successful in corporate, and then you feel like, oh, now I'm slacking in my family life, or vice versa. You have to choose that. But really that power comes from, what is it that I want internally? And being able to say, how can I navigate this? Because the one thing we never can control is the external. We are and that was a big lesson for me, because I was always like a type A personality. You're always like, I just push through. I just do that one extra thing. Mm-hmm. And it works. It does. But eventually you're going to hit that roadblock. And then that's where the biggest challenge is because you've been able to do things. You're like, well, why isn't this happening? And that was what was happening with me. I'm like, no, I've always been able to do this. Why am I not doing this? Why am I not reaching this goal? It's because I was so disconnected from myself, my true self. I was so disconnected. I don't know if I was making a conscious decision, because it was, everything was being driven from what's the next thing that somebody else expects from me, or, what do I have to prove? What do I have to do? Keep up with the Joneses, do all this. And I'm like, it's the internal. And part of the reason I think sometimes we're challenged by that is we have to get a little raw with ourselves. And that can be a little intimidating, a little scary about saying, okay, so what does this look like? And taking, I always say one of the big pieces of my work too is, we're not here judging, and we're not here sitting here saying, oh, I wish I would have done this differently, or I wish I would have lived a different way. It's not that. It's about saying, okay, this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
Now, where do I want to go? And that often is one of the biggest questions when I begin working with somebody, is most people don't even know what they want. And that's where the beginning starts, is because once you know what you want, then that's where you're working inside emotionally, mentally, physically. And you're saying, okay, now how do I create this? But you have to get vulnerable. You have to be okay. Cause a lot of times we like to reflect things, we don't want to take ownership, I guess, we don't want to say, okay, like maybe this was, cause like for me, even in my personal journey, I can look back many times where somebody would say something to me and say, "Al, you can't keep doing this. You can't keep doing, you can't keep, showing up this way." And I'd be like, "Oh, no, no, that's okay." Because, right, I'm driven over on this side. And hindsight, yes, we can see that. But that's the part where it gives you the clarity to understand that I was giving away a lot of my power to others. And saying, because this is how I can achieve things, because it was defined by somebody else. But when you get really clear on what it is you want and you get aligned with that, you will find that you can achieve so much more with so much more balance and ease and more success and better relationships and all of that. But sometimes I feel like we don't believe we can do it because, in today's world, it's kind of like we have to. Unless it's tough, it wasn't worth it. Unless, because we sometimes question, how can something be easy? How can something flow that way? But that's the true sign of that you're in alignment with your true self.
So well said. There are so many things. Yes, yes, yes. But like, I love the fact that you were talking about, you were so driven. You knew what the next steps were, or it was just like focused on, okay, well, I just got to get through this. And I can relate so clearly to that in my experience of just, I had everything set up when I was a therapist. Okay, I'm going to take over the practice. I'm going to train all the interns. I'm going to be the clinical director, all these wonderful things, but it wasn't aligned with me internally. And until I realized that, then I left the field and everything. But I think a lot of people go through that, where they're doing something, they're driven to do it because that's what society expects, or that's just the next move. But when you start to really clear out all the noise around you, and this is what I'm hearing from you, is being very clear and concise of, this is what I want to do. And when that happened for me, so many doors opened up. It was just like a ripple effect. And I think a lot of people listening get stuck on that clarity. And I know that's a big part of your program and what you work with people on, is getting intentional and living an intentional life. Can you speak more to that?
Yeah, and that goes back to reflecting on how I lived my life. I literally just went day to day and I was doing what I needed to do to get to that next step. I wasn't even thinking about it. There were many times after as I'm laying in bed for 3 months, I'm sitting here and I'm like going, "Wow, I can't even tell you anything about that day because I literally was just on autopilot and I wasn't being intentional about it." And when you really start to get you get clarity on, oh, this is how I want to live my life, and you start choosing and making those decisions, all of a sudden your life, it's exactly what you just said. Things start to open up. You start having more ease. It's like you actually enjoy life. That's the thing, is so often, I mean, how many of us would get up the alarm, right? So the alarm goes off and what do? You immediately get up and there's no pause whatsoever. So many people, because they're like, oh, now I got to get the kids ready for school, and then I got to get out the door, and then I got to do this, and I got to do that, and then oh, this, and you're like, but have you even paused for a moment and been like, maybe I don't need to wake up with an alarm? Or it's like the alarm, it's the caffeine, it's all of this. And so really getting intentional about, how am I living my life? For example, like caffeine, so many people are like, oh, I can't start my day without caffeine. And there's a natural biochemical process in our body that if when we wake up, it takes about 30, 45 minutes for the process to actually work through our body. And the time, a lot of times people will do this experiment. If you actually give your body that ability to wake up naturally and biochemically process, most of the time you don't need that caffeine. Or instead of having 4 cups of coffee, you only need 1 cup of coffee, for example. And that's what I'm talking about getting intentional, is like really listening to yourself, listening to your body and saying, do I need this? Or am I doing this because it's a habit? Am I doing this because I think I need this? And then, like same thing, our thoughts as we go through our day. Like, how many times do we get in the car and we're driving to work and traffic is really bad, and then all of a sudden you go off on this negative pathway, and then what does that do to your day? Now you've just given your day away to somebody because somebody cut you off in traffic, and you're just like, now you're all mad. And it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and that happened at 7 a.m. and you're still mad about that. That's what I'm talking about being intentional. And really, the big piece of that too is that pause. Taking that pause and saying, like, okay, like what's the current situation here? And living in that moment. And we're talking seconds here, but that's how you can be intentional. And because as soon as you do that, if you react, you've given your power away. And now that external force again is now leading how you feel, what your perception of the situation is. All of that. So if you can take that moment and pause and just reflect on that and be like, okay, how do I want to act in this? It's like when we are yelling and, screaming at the guy or girl who cuts you off in traffic, do they, like, how does that impact them? Not, it doesn't. But we carry that around with us. So being very intentional and watching your thoughts, watching your actions, watching how you feel, like noticing, like, energy, for example. If you're feeling really low in energy, take that moment and pause and be like, well, what's going on? Because all of those are signals from our body telling us there's some sort of imbalance, there's something going on. So when we really start to have that inner dialogue with ourselves, how we can live intentionally.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. And it's funny when you're saying the coffee piece. I was like, oh, I've actually been training my body. I make it right away when I wake up, but I don't have my first sip until maybe like 30 minutes or so, maybe an hour, because I'm getting ready and everything. And I've been doing this a lot lately. Like, maybe sometimes it's right away, but for the most part, I don't really need it. I just love the taste, and I'm a former coffee addict, so there's that.
Well, and I mean, it's not that coffee's bad. It's one of those things where, like, right when you start to notice that. Because, for example, back in the day when I was going 115 miles an hour and I was just like pressure, 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 I did the same thing. I was having so much caffeine because I felt like I needed that caffeine. And in actuality, I probably did because I was so stressed that I needed that caffeine to keep my body going, to keep me going at the level I was going. And then when you start to step back and you realize, you're like, do I really need this? But that comes from really getting, starting to connect with your body. And, because every time you feel something, you think something, that is a message. And then you have that power to say, okay, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
What am I going to do in this moment? How do I want to handle this? And like I said, traffic used to be a huge trigger for me, huge trigger for me. And it would ruin my day. There were many times where I was still, that happened hours ago. And, but once again, that also, is a message because my body was so tense and stressed and overwhelmed. And that was my body's way of trying to say, look, and I was completely ignoring it.
Yeah.
And that's where once you get clear on what you want and then being able to start that dialogue with your body and start to listen, then you can create those changes. Then you can say, so now I can drive in traffic. Sometimes it does bother me, but now I can drive in traffic and I have a completely different situation with it. It's almost a game now for me. And I'm like going, but I spent years triggered by traffic. And I know there's plenty of people out there who are, because like we get in that traffic and I'm like going, no, now I took back my power, my control over that. And I'm not allowing that to affect how my day goes.
Absolutely. And I think it's also looking at the fact that we all have triggers, we all have those moments, but it's really being in tune with our body, our mind and body. And I know you talk a lot about mind body connection, and that's one of the things we connected on because I'm all about that as well. And I think when we are able to be in tune with certain things that are happening in our lives, we can handle it and we're more equipped to handle it in a better way where it's not debilitating our day a couple hours, because time is so precious, I believe, and I know you do too. It's very valuable, but really being able to understand how each moment we have an opportunity to make a different decision. And instead of getting frustrated in the traffic, and now it's a game when you have to be in traffic, but
right.
Being able to pick and choose our battles, but really being in tune with that energy. And I think the more clear we are on that, the more we can have an intentional life and make different choices every day. And I'm really curious, because I know you've worked with so many different people, all different walks of life, corporations as well. But if you could share just one or two client success stories so we can kind of see that in action of what that would look like.
Yeah, well, so I'm thinking of one client and same thing, very high powered position, president of a corporation, has always been she's a powerhouse. And, she's done therapy. She's done other things. She's done read the self-help books, all of this. And the one thing that always kept kind of like coming up for her is she's like, I allow people to impact how I show up. So whether she's showing up in a meeting, whether, they're, like in a client presentation, or if she's doing a strategy meeting, she's like, I go into that meeting and I have my agenda. I know how I want to show up. I know what I want to do. And as soon as I meet somebody and maybe they have a different view, maybe there's something about their energy, something like that, she's like, I completely shut down. And she's like, it's almost like I get paralyzed. And then she's like, I don't know if I can do this. And in her position, she does do a lot of very big presentations. And I mean, she is in charge of creating a lot of change. And she was just like, I've never been able to figure out what this is. Why? What is it? What's the block? Right. And so we started working together. And when I work one-on-one, it's a very personalized program. So, step one is that clarity thing. So I'm like, where are you? And what is it that you want? And how do you want to show up in your meetings? How do you? And we dig really deep. And it was interesting because she said to me, she's like, wow, she's like, this is pretty deep, because we do touch on a lot of things. And the reason behind that is because sometimes it's not what we think it is that's blocking us, right? This wasn't the professional environment. And I'm like, sometimes it's not the professional thing. Maybe there's something over here in your personal that is creating this block. So there was a repeated pattern of her in her life. She would just automatically give up her, she would almost be like, she would just like shrink down, and you would see it scenario after scenario. She would just kind of like shrink down and just be like, okay, like, she is this powerful woman, but then she's like, if something doesn't jive with it, she literally would just sink down. And stemmed from childhood, stemmed from the environment I mean, it was the environment with males, like, family members as well as in school. And then it went into like her college. And she was like, whoa. So then we worked on those things. We worked on healing those imbalances, those, because really what that is, and we talk about trauma and it can be big trauma, little trauma, right? But really it's traumas. It's situations to where she gave away her power and it became a learned behavior. And so it didn't even have to be that same scenario, but she would automatically do that. So we cleared away that emotional baggage. We cleared what was, allowed, once again, going back into her body, allowing her to move and process that through. Because once again, when we don't process life experiences, that gets stuck in our body, which then impacts how we show up in the world. So being able to help identify those, move that through, move the energy, process those. And we had only been working together for a few weeks. And always, one of the things I always like to do is what's good? What's happening? Right. And she was so excited because she's like, Mel, I did it. She's like, I had this meeting. I had a meeting with this individual who she always gave her power away. And she goes, I was able to be myself, show up as myself, lead the meeting. And she goes, it turned out amazing because it was always a really challenging meeting. And she's like, she goes, the thing I noticed though, too, is his reaction and the dynamic. And we had open conversation and we actually figured out things because she's like, I always go into these meetings feeling like, oh, here we go. What's going to happen? And she was able to go in with her power. She was able to be herself because she was aligning with her true self. Taking, we cleared all of those, unprocessed emotions and triggers, and she was able to show up as her true self. And she was so ex and that was only after a few weeks of being able to say, okay, let's clear that. Because most of the time when we're experiencing something, it is usually unresolved baggage. It can either be mental baggage, it can be emotional baggage. And really until we get down to that root cause and really that's why we get really deep on some of these things, because what we think is the reason oftentimes is not the reason. And that's how, because I work a lot with the subconscious mind, and that's how the subconscious mind works, is, consciously we can consciously say this or think this, but really it's the subconscious mind that's running the show. And so when we can work with that and dig in there and get to that root cause, that's when you can see almost immediate shifts. And so we have since well, we finished the big program and now we're continuing our, I call it maintenance work, but she has had multiple now, like her meetings have taken on a whole different life and she's able to stand up and own herself and really just, it goes back to that power, and sometimes power can be, a triggering word sometimes too, because right, like you think, okay, power, but no, it's about claiming your internal, your real true power. And when you can do that, you're unstoppable. And she's just so thankful. And she's like, that's probably the biggest change. And she's like, I've been in therapy for years. I've done all these things. And she goes, it's the first time we've been able to resolve this. And so, I mean, I just think that's one that comes to mind because it makes such a dramatic difference in how she's up shows up professionally as well as personally. And now her relationships with her family, those are better than they've ever been. And, and that's the power of getting into alignment. That's the power of really finding out, like, who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? And then doing that internal work, because there is work there. But once you do it, then you come out on the other side, it literally changes your life.
It absolutely does. And it's not a one size fits all. It's not like one element is going to help. It's everything and really doing the work and taking that initiative. Because it can be scary to really step into that power and not really know what's on the other side. Sometimes people are like, well, I would do it again and again and again if I knew what the outcome was, or I see the outcome now. And I think it's that process of learning to stand up for ourselves, to be able to use our voice,
to have really effective communication, but it starts from internally and owning that. And I love that she did. You're talking about somebody who is a president of a company, but being able to really vocalize and realize, okay, there's situations with certain individuals or energies, and being able to subside that and step into that. That's just kind of the vision that came to you when you were explaining
Yeah.
it and sharing that, because that's what it is. It's being able to vocalize and have that open dialogue, because a lot of times we might be scared of something, but the other person wants us to have that conversation, so it's clear, and being able to see that total vision or have some good outcome from each meeting. Because I remember being in corporate and working with certain people, and it would be like terrifying to say certain things based off of reactions. But if you are able to just stand in that, own it, and be very clear of what you're trying to accomplish or say, it makes things easier. And you know, part of just working in this well, the wellness program that you do have, you're helping so many employees with their well-being directly, and it impacts the success of the companies. I'm really curious what that looks like on the corporate side of things. I know you kind of shared with the client who's the president, but maybe like the people that are also working in that organization or corporation.
Well, and that's the other thing too, and that's why I'm expanding into that arena is because it's so powerful to work one-on-one with somebody. But really, with that experience in corporate America, understanding that really it's that dynamic that can make or break a team or a company or an organization, and understanding that when we have well employees, when we have employees who are feeling balanced, when we have employees who have that work-life balance, then they can actually perform better. So, they're more efficient, they're more productive, they're more loyal to the company. And so we're working with a company, and actually how the conversation started was it was a sales team. He was interested in building and helping to maximize, because he's like, I want to maximize the results of my sales team. And that was really the goal, because he's like, I just want higher sales, right? And then we talked a lot about, well, what about the dialogue between each other? How's the culture within the sales team? How's the culture within the whole organization? And he's like, no, all I want is this. I just want this sales. So it goes back to your point of whatever that entry point is, it will benefit, because as you begin to work on those things, I always say it like infiltrates everywhere. So being able to do that, we took a 6-week program and really broke down, it really touches on all the interconnectedness of the mind and the body. And, at first, sometimes companies are like, why are we talking about this? Like, right? But once again, we know that the power of interconnectedness. And so we really dived into some of that, of like the emotional aspect, because they were so, it was almost like closed off about, they're like, it doesn't matter how we get along with each other, it's just about what we do with our clients. And so through that 6-week program, they actually improved their sales, improved their inner collaboration, increased their productivity, and then now the other teams within the organization want to bring it to their team as well, because now they've seen how that team is really, it's like they're supporting each other. Because, right, sales, I come from that sales environment. Sales is very competitive. You're always like trying to one up each other, but really coming together as a supportive team and being able to say, like, yes, here's our goal. And yes, I want to be successful, but how we do this together. So just that internal collaboration, the life work balance, because same thing in this industry, employees were exhausted. The other thing, we looked at their diet, right? Because what we're feeding ourselves, what we're doing to our bodies, that impacts how we show up. It impacts how, we feel about ourselves. So we made changes to that. And now it's like they say it's their team, but like on steroids, because now he feels like his team is like unstoppable, because he's like, now there's just more calmness. And I know that from the sales environment, usually there's a lot of like, it just feels like there's always something going on. There's a lot of action, and there's just noise and all that. And now it's just it's almost this level of peace. And he goes, I can't really explain it, but he goes, I just feel it and I see it. And now you have employees who are coming in, instead of being stressed, now they're ready to take on the day. They're ready to do what they need to do. And so It's not just about that outward productivity of sales,
Right.
but and him, which is very interesting, is because the one thing I wanted to, help him understand is this is going to improve the entire dynamic. But he was not even interested in that. He's like, all I want is more sales. And I'm like, total classic, right? And he's like,
Yes.
but now what he is, most happy about, I think the most thing he's impressed about is that inner collaboration amongst his team. And he's like, my team has changed completely. So, and like when it happens at work, imagine what's happening in their relationships at home, with friends, with family. Like that all, like you can't pick and choose that. Like that all just kind of like weaves in and out of everything in your life. So that was, I enjoy that because we achieved what he wanted, but then there was also more, which I knew there would be more benefits to it. And now it's just great to hear him talk about that because he was so adamant about, no, that's not what I want. I just want this. So I love seeing that.
Yes, and I love that it goes back to everything that you stand for. It's the internal work, the mind, body, and soul, and bringing everything together because it's just the outcome of more sales, but everything else shifts around. When we really take care of ourselves, we can show up with more clarity, we have more energy, we're feeding and fueling ourselves with nutritious stuff and also mentally as well, where we're not stressed out. Because I do think, especially in sales, just seeing it myself and other capacities, it can be very stressful and you can burn yourself out. But if you have everybody on board on the same mission and vision, it makes things a lot easier too, because everybody feels like they have a place. They feel like they're moving forward all together. And it sales is very competitive. However, when you are able to collaborate and you're supported and rewarded for that, that just allows more space and energy for things to continue to evolve. And I love that his focus was, I just want more sales. I just want that. That's all I want. But if I feel like a lot of programs out there, yours in particular, it's like, okay, this is what you're getting, but this is what you're getting. Like, you have like the initial of like, this is tangible, you can see it, but all the stuff that's really important that's going to drive that internal motivation is what allows things to continue versus external. You get that little like tick of like, yes, I'm doing good. And then all of a sudden back to square one. But like being able to look at the bigger picture and all the things that start to evolve and all the success that you've had. And I'm really curious because I know it hasn't just been a linear line of success. Has there been any obstacles or roadblocks in the journey of your personal transformation and then even building your business now?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. And really, when I look at my personal journey, the biggest thing is it isn't. I mean, it's a lot of ups and downs. It's a lot of craziness. There's moments when I'm like, does this even matter? Is anything even happening? Because I think too, like we want that instant gratification. And that's the one thing I really like to emphasize is we didn't get where we're at today in a day. And so we're not going to be able to create that change overnight either. And it is a journey. It is a journey. It is a process. And for me personally, the other thing I've noticed too is there's always another opportunity to heal or to grow in another area. And so when I reflect on my personal journey, it wasn't like I signed up for a 3-month program and then poof, I'm a different person. I mean, as I say, like I live a completely different life today. It's a constant journey. But what it is you do get those little moments and you get those moments of being able to say, oh, this is because you can't fix everything at one time, right? So you get that moment and you're like, oh, I do have more energy. Oh, I have more clarity. Or what used to trigger me isn't triggering me. And so that's the piece that I look at. And sometimes I have a whole toolbox of different things. And, sometimes I try something and maybe something it doesn't resonate, or maybe it's not what I need at that time. So the other thing too is just being really flexible with that because, as I work, every program, whether it's individual or with a corporate, is unique and different. And, being able to maybe we have to like course correct. And maybe we're going to go over here and we're going to focus on this. So I think that's the big thing with, and I'm excited about it. Like I said, I wasn't excited when it happened to me, but I look at it and I'm like, it was the best thing that ever happened to me because I changed my life. And, I have no idea what my life would look like today had I not went down that journey. But I do know that, I mean, if I was just to kind of like foresight, health would probably be really bad, probably would have not very fulfilling relationships. Who knows? Just a lot of things like that. So I think that's the big piece on the personal side is just giving myself grace and allowing that ebb and flow. Because there are times when it can get kind of, you're getting into that raw and, that nitty gritty, and you're just like, okay, I don't want to deal with this. But, as you mentioned before, too, is when you see those little glimmers of like, oh, this change, this shift, then it creates that motivation. And that's one of the things, too, is, as we work together, is I want those little milestones to happen because that helps us continue, right? And then the same thing as an entrepreneur, like, I mean, highly successful in the corporate world. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to start a business. And honestly, probably my biggest thing is I know it takes a lot to start a business, but it really does take a village to start a business. And so for me personally, like I have learned so much and I think I have grown as an individual as well as a business owner from building a business. And I think one of the big things is really who you surround yourself with support. Because I feel like because I ask myself this all the time. I'm like, wait, I run a very successful business over here in the corporate world. I'm like, what about over here? An entrepreneur, totally different, I guess, right roads, I guess. And the one thing I have found is really it's who you surround yourself with and that community. And the other thing too is like understanding that as an entrepreneur, you don't have to do it all by yourself. I mean, I know that when we first start, we're like, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that, now I have to run a business, plus I need to see my clients. You got to do all these things. And one of the best things I learned was, find those people who can help you. Like, somebody who's great at accounting, let them do that. I don't want to do accounting, right? And finding those resources to help you because it is, we think as an entrepreneur, I think a lot of us feel like we have to do it ourselves because it is like we're an entrepreneur. And I have just found through my journey of, in my earlier, in the very beginning, I would say I struggled a lot with that because I was like, no, it's my business. I have to do it all. And once I became open to that and just seeking out that support and seeking out the people who can really help me, because then it's like, then I get to do what I'm good at. Like, right. And so that's the whole thing I think with entrepreneurship. Like, I think too, like, being passionate about what it is. I'm so passionate about helping, high achieving professionals, women, men, businesses. I'm so passionate in helping people understand that you have a choice and you can live your life differently and you can be as successful or more successful. Because that's the other thing too, is oftentimes when you do this work, things get even better. And so that's the part that, I have found as a business owner too, is I'm like going, this is my passion. Like I want to do this. I'm on a mission to help anyone and everyone who's ready for this work. Like, because I have just seen how much of a transformation it makes. And, we only have one life, right? And let's make the best that we can make it instead of, sitting here going, oh, I wish I would have done this. Or like in my case, my personal case, I would always say to myself, I don't have time for that. When things settle down, I'll take care of that. And guess what? Nothing's a guarantee. So when we can understand that we have a choice, from being stressed and overwhelmed to, calm and balanced, what do you want? And that's what I want to help people see and realize because, why not live a better life? And so I think just marrying those two, it's my wheelhouse, it's my passion. And I love seeing the transformations because everybody just, they're always reflecting back to me about, remember where I was when I came to you? Remember when it, and I'm like, that's the power of this. And that's the whole thing is, it is a journey. Where we are and where we want to go, we have a lot to say. We get to decide. And how do we choose to do that? And by living intentionally and saying this is what I want, then we can create that change instead of feeling like this is just how it is. Because I talk, I have a lot of those conversations. Well, this is just life. This is how it is. You know, this is the way it is. This is what happens. This is how it's always been in my family. And, once again, you're giving back you're giving your power away, and helping people understand that, I think, is it's amazing. I love it.
I love it for you. And it's so crazy how all the transformations you've guided individuals that you've worked with, and now corporations as well, expanding to that. But I think you said something very important, two things: the compassion piece, like being very compassionate towards yourself. Nobody becomes successful overnight, and it is that journey, and it's just tweaking things as you go, and you have more data the further you go along. We say, like, okay, that didn't work. How can I maybe tweak something? Maybe it isn't the right lane, but it's figuring it out and getting clear and having that alignment of what does make sense. And I love that you said it takes a village. I recently went to a networking event where somebody said, I don't believe someone is self-made. I believe they're community made. And I was like, oh, I'm like, I'm stealing that. Genesis, if you're listening.
It's so true. It's so true.
Absolutely. And I think it's just a testament, realizing we can't do everything by ourselves. It took me a while to realize that. So I was like, okay, I'll figure it out. I'll do it on my own. Especially starting a business, you might not have the funds to hire people to do things, but getting creative or asking for help, or I know people that will exchange, I'll give you this service if you can give me this service, and being able to get really creative with that. And I think you brought up that really good point. If you're not an accountant, it's going to be really difficult. And if you don't like numbers or anything like that, to do that, and having somebody who that is their specialty, that is their bread and butter, being able to realize that. But I think it's important to realize that if you look at any successful person, majority of them will say it's been a village, it's been a community, it's been people helping me, mentors, books, podcasts, channels, everything that's really helped foster that. They have not come up with this one idea themselves and did not have any help in that process. Maybe they learned what not to do, but being able to just kind of see those different elements and realize that it does take time. You might be really successful at one thing, and then switching to another can be difficult. I did that. I was a therapist for years and then became a coach. Now I'm in solar. It's all evolving, and knowing that you're not tied to one thing, but making sure it goes back to your point of being clear on what is your vision, what's in alignment. Trust your mind and your body, because it will tell you. And I'm just curious, kind of off the cusp, but for you, did you have, I know there was a lot of things that had happened in your personal journey, but were there any symptoms that were really on the forefront that you started to notice when you started to make that shift and really work on yourself internally? Any like physical symptoms or mental symptoms?
Well, the biggest thing, complete exhaustion. I mean, physically with complete exhaustion. And, that was a big challenge for me, because I've always been somebody that, like I said, everything is 150%. There was nothing I couldn't do physically or energetically. I think about, back in the day, I would go for a 5 mile run, and then I'd go to a kickboxing class, and then I'd go to a yoga class. And then this is all in one day. Plus I'd work a full-time job, and I was traveling, and I was doing, because I was like, just, cause I looked at it as like, this was my, like, I was proving I was such a great person. Like I could do all these things. So really the exhaustion was the big thing. And that's something I talk with a lot of people about, is like, they have absolutely no energy. And, 3 months in bed, I mean, for days I couldn't even get out of bed. Walking to the bathroom was a feat. And so like, as I started to do that work, and like I said, that was probably one of the biggest things for me, because I've always been a very physically active person. And then working with my provider, she's like, okay, now go out for like 5 minute walk. And I was like, a 5 minute walk? I'm like, why would I do a 5 minute walk? And literally I couldn't even do a 5 minute walk initially. And then I had to build myself up. And then it was the whole thing of like, then I started feeling better. And then I was like, oh, so now I can run. Now I can do. And then immediately it shot me right back down. And so I think one of the biggest things that I see a lot of my clients too, is that energy. Because most of the time they're so fatigued, so exhausted, they're feeding themselves caffeine all throughout the day. And then they're not sleeping. So you're exhausted, you're not sleeping. So guess what happens when you're not sleeping? Your body's not repairing itself. And so that was another symptom because I went through that period too of like, I mean, I would get maybe 2 hours of sleep a night. And I'm like, you can't sustain yourself on that. And then you think about, well, no wonder I have no mental clarity. No wonder I don't, the brain fog, all of that. So there was a lot of physical symptoms. And then as I started to do the work, it was actually the physical stuff that started to come back, I would say quicker. But then I also, that was the part for me where I had to really challenge myself to not get ahead of myself. And that was really where I learned how to listen to myself and understand that, like, just because you're, feeling good today, and then if you go, 0 to 10, then that's now going to put me back 50 steps, like, right? And that's the piece, is really understanding that. And so I would say also too with my clients, like, that's the biggest thing is the physical, the way that they physically feel and their energy levels are the things that we can make some pretty dramatic changes pretty quickly. Now, from that does come some lifestyle changes, but when you start to see that and recognize that and think about it, when you feel better, your mind works better, you're showing up differently. So, like, that was the big thing for me. But and then it was working on that internal dialogue with my mind. Because that internal dialogue is oftentimes what leads to that physical part too. Because it was, I mean, when I look at that, it was, I had this internal dialogue that if I can do all these things, then my work, my employee, somebody, they're going to look at and be like, wow, look how much Mel can achieve. When yet on the inside, I was like killing myself, right? And so I was sacrificing myself for the external validation of somebody else. And so, with a very few quick, oftentimes when I work with somebody, we will take those top two or three things and we can create positive change pretty quickly on that. Now we're going to dig a little bit deeper, but you can actually see change. And that's the part where it goes back to being clear, getting intentional, and saying, okay, how am I going to show up today? What do I want to show up? And very simple tweaks in changes, and then as you begin to build and heal.
Absolutely. It's starting small, just like the 5 minute walk. And a lot of times I was very similar to you. And that's why I'm like, I love having you on because your journey is very similar to mine in the sense of working out 4 times a day and then going to work, doing all these things when your body's just like trying to recover and it doesn't have the time to recover the capability because you're just running yourself into the ground. And I think a lot of people, everybody's is different, obviously. But I think it's really being in tune when we take those small tweaks and apply them. That's where consistency can happen. That's where things start to feel a little bit lighter and not as heavy. And I'm just curious because I know you've helped so many people. You're doing so many things. You're expanding in so many ways. But I'm curious, what advice would you give somebody who is on this journey? They're starting out, maybe they're in that first year of business. What would you say to them if they're listening right now?
I would probably say, especially in the beginning in that journey, there's a lot of ups and downs, right? And so I would say just stay true to what it is that you want to create. And, those frustrations, listen to those frustrations and see what message that they're sharing with you. Because that is something that I look back on my journey is because I feel like when you're new, there are a lot of frustrations because you're trying to figure this out. You're wanting to do things. It's not happening as fast as you want. But really take that pause. And probably number one is give yourself grace. Allow yourself the grace because sometimes when we get into that frustrated mode or we start putting all that pressure on us, once again, that's what, in my experience, it's found it creates that stuckness, right? So it's like we want to do something and then we're like, I'm doing all the things. Why is this not happening? And for me personally, once I allowed that grace and just step back and start to allow it to happen versus forcing it to happen, because that was a big aha moment for me in my entrepreneurial journey is we have a vision and oftentimes it's not going to play out the exact way of our vision. So if we can give ourselves grace with that, but yet still hold true to that vision, and just allow things to play. And then I loved what you said about the community minded, because that's the thing, is any successful person, it is. It's not like nobody achieves anything by themselves. There's always a community. And that's the other piece of it too, is just give yourself grace. I mean, and that goes for all of us. It's just, I feel like we're very hard on ourselves. And if we can give ourselves grace and just stay true to your vision, and it will happen. It will.
It absolutely will. And just even speaking of vision and where you're headed with everything you are doing, what do you envision your future aspirations and goals for the next few months, years as well?
Well, my vision is, I mean, I dream big. I mean, continue this work, but I want to be able to do this work all over the world. I mean, obviously I work remotely, so I do work with clients all over the world, but I want to take this show on the road, right? Like, I have this vision of, being able to share the power of this work with, really big corporations, and really being able to help. Another passion of mine is holding retreats and really creating that space for, professionals to come in and, take that time. When I hold a retreat, it's unplugged. And they're like, I had no idea. Because most of the time, we don't know how stressed we are. We don't know how overwhelmed you are. So, I mean, I want to be retreating monthly because it's so powerful to do that, if you want to call it intensive work, but, to be able to unplug and do that. And, I want to be able to take this to all the big corporations, big and small, but I want to be able to travel all over the world, making a difference, because I feel like, this work can change the world too. And so it's just little by little, but that's my vision, is to be able to share this with as many as I possibly can all over the world.
I can't wait to see it happen. I already foresee it, but that's partly why I want to manifest it for you and everyone listening. They can know that it's happening. It's in the process. It's in the work. The universe is taking charge of that. But I'm really curious, Mel, where can people find you, find your services? We're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
So my Instagram, Facebook is at Now Is Energy, and my website is at melcunningham.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mel, for coming on, sharing your beautiful energy with us, everything you are doing to really help people work from the inside out and be able to just show up as their powerful selves with clarity and intentional living. So, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below what was the biggest takeaway from today, and we'll see you on the next episode.